April 28, Iron Chariots, Joshua 17, 14 to 17. And the children of Joseph spake unto Joshua, saying, Why hast thou given me but one lot and one portion to inherit? Joshua 17, 14. Another claim concerning the division of the land revealed a spirit widely different from that of Caleb. It was presented by the children of Joseph, the tribe of Ephraim, with the half-tribe of Manasseh. In consideration of their superior numbers, these tribes demanded a double portion of territory. The lot designated for them was the richest in the land, including the fertile plain of Sharon. But many of the principal towns in the valley were still in possession of the Canaanites, and the tribe shrank from the toil and danger of conquering their possessions, and desired an additional portion in territory already subdued. The tribe of Ephraim was one of the largest in Israel, as well as one to which Joshua himself belonged, and its members naturally regarded themselves as entitled to special consideration. Why hast thou given me but one lot and one portion to inherit, they said, seeing I am a great people? But no departure from strict justice could be won from the inflexible leader. His answer was, If thou be a great people, then get thee up to the wood country and cut down for thyself there in the land of the Perizzites and of the giants. If Mount Ephraim be too narrow for thee. Their reply showed the real cause of complaint. They lacked faith and courage to drive out the Canaanites. The hill is not enough for us, they said, and all the Canaanites that dwell in the land of the valley have chariots of iron. The power of the God of Israel had been pledged to his people, and had the Ephraimites possessed the courage and faith of Caleb, no enemy could have stood before them. Their evident desire to shun hardship and danger was firmly met by Joshua. Thou art a great people and hast great power, he said. Thou shalt drive out the Canaanites, though they have iron chariots, and though they be strong. Thus their own arguments were turned against them. Being a great people, as they claimed, they were fully able to make their own way, as did their brethren. With the help of God, they need not fear the chariots of iron.